And we're having sex. Welcome to Cumtown. With special guest, Gregory.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cracklin' Oat Bran.
Oh, really?
My favorite cereal.
You really like that shit?
I love that shit. Cracklin' Oats? It was my first favorite cereal.
Is that that
It was the first cereal I was even aware of. When you could that you could have a favorite, and mine was Cracklin' Oat Bran, and it continues to this day.
Wait, is that is that's not Grape Nuts, is it? Like
no,
the little
no, okay. Grape Nuts is a completely different thing.
Okay.
It's a different brand. It's not the word that I said.
I know, but I thought no, hold on. Mm. Hold on. Let me explain myself. Mm. I thought maybe Cracklin' Oat Bran.
It's not Frosted Flakes. That's not
no. We're talking oatmeal?
What I thought it was maybe a generic version of Grape Nuts.
No. No, it's Cracklin' Oat Bran. It's own. It's his own thing.
Bran, not Bran.
Is this like Raisin Bran without the raisins?
No, 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 no.
Describe
no.
it.
It's like circles,
okay,
right?
But I'm in.
Oh. Bran,
sort of squared circles, but then it's it's oat bran compressed into like circular shapes.
Isn't that what
it's sweet
grape? Isn't it kind of like grape nuts?
No, 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 no. It's like raisin,
like
bran
a bunch of grape nuts pressed into.
Well,
a circle?
It's like raisin bran if you crushed up the flakes and turned them into circles and then added some like honey or something.
Okay,
to
all right.
When my mom went on this health kick,
I like that.
She stopped letting us have real cereal, and by health kick, we just never were allowed to have real cereal. But
damn.
She would buy plain bran. And then allow us to put a little bit of honey on it.
Oh. Well, see, that's
and I said,
Adam's
I hate
Jewish Depression era upbringing. On the Lower East Side, where they all would eat cereal out
that's
of a boot.
We lived in one tenement apartment.
Back when the Jews were tough.
Dude,
they love writing stories about that.
Yeah.
Adam learning how to beat off the women trying to go to school.
Yeah, they were about
just women on the bus trying to go to school and the trials and tribulations of beating off to them.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You only got a quick glimpse, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And to beat off to them real quick on the bus before he goes to his job working for some Italian man that keeps calling him Kike Boy.
It's true.
Yeah, he's never going to afford the real cereal, Kike Boy.
There were about 6 months where Jews were tough.
Yeah,
they
were
they
like
did
boxers
boxing.
And shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we've been coasting off that reputation for about 100 years since.
I know.
You Jewish?
Slightly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody was tough.
You too.
But
you too.
No, Italian.
Stone. You just got that
stone.
Wild
there
nose.
There are plenty of stones.
It's like
that
American
are
men
Jewish.
Are so far removed from like the men that made American men have like. The identity,
the
that
rugged
they do.
Shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm such a bitch.
Right,
dude. I get sick every time I eat
dude,
too
I've
many delicious foods.
I've legitimately been
in a
staying
row.
Up, terrified about this Australia trip, looking at pictures of spiders on my phone. It's like 3. I'm like, the trip is gonna be fine. We probably won't see any spiders. Like, what if we do? And I'm like, I don't think I can leave America.
You guys are gonna
safe confines of American soil.
Nah, dude, I need like days to recover from eating too many po' boys. Like, I got sick again. Like, yesterday I was feeling kind of bad,
night.
And I still feel kind of don't feel great. I'm gonna go home and just fucking
set
just
a timer
nap
for 16 minutes and 30
it's
because
you don't take your. You don't take your pills.
That's true.
You're telling me.
Have you guys ever finished antibiotics? Have you ever in your life finished a course of antibiotics?
Never finished them?
No, I do like 3 days in earnest.
Nice.
And then I'm done.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I want a drink or something, you know?
And they fuck you up. Like, we're making super bacteria, dude, by not finishing that shit.
Yeah, that's why I never treat anything.
Nice.
I just let things fester.
I take them all one day.
Yeah, that's smart.
Whole thing, right?
Pound them.
You
right
really
in, like,
kill those shits.
Yeah, fuck you.
Damn, that would hurt. Have you ever finished an antibiotic, a course of antibiotics?
Yeah, like? Yeah.
You do?
You're supposed to.
I know, but I never do.
Why not?
Because I forget.
I mean, I can't. I've been only prescribed antibiotics maybe twice ever in my life.
What?
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude, I just...
You never got sick as a kid? I used to get strep throat like every 4 months.
No,
I
mean, I never get strep throat.
I
would get chronic
sinus
infections, but I just wouldn't do anything about it.
Mm, damn.
I've been on antibiotics.
I wasn't really a medicine head, you know?
Yeah,
it's kind of
like
you get sick and then you don't go to the doctor and you wait until it goes away.
Yeah, yeah. That's usually what I do, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. It was interfering with my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I finished all the medicine when I got shingles that one time.
You got shingles?
Yeah.
80-year-olds get
back
shingles.
On the Lower East Side when he was
back
working.
Yeah, exactly.
That Italian man.
Yeah, it was kind of
a
shingles.
At the meat hook factory.
It was a shingles.
Look, we do one thing here, Jew boy. We make meat hooks. We don't get diseases. What's come from the lesser races?
They let you fucking freeze it out. They put you in the fucking meat locker.
Adam's 1930s Jewish American story. In the second act, him and his friends scare a food cart guy, and the food cart falls down the stairs and crushes him. And Adam ends up in a reform school being sodomized and mouth fucked by Kevin Bacon.
What is that movie? Sleepers?
Yeah.
Sleepers. Yeah, that was fucked up, dude. Yeah.
It's about you.
That
it's
is not me. A chill movie, bro. Yeah. Kevin Bacon is really raping those children a lot.
Yeah.
It is cool when they kill him, though.
Adam's life story, The Adventures of Faggy Marsh.
And it's him. Who's and then Faggot Goes West is the second one,
of course. I love talking about Faggot Goes West. We mentioned Faggot Goes West maybe, I don't know, on 20% of the episodes, I would
say.
That
was my guy, dude, I thought he was Jewish.
Fuckful.
Yeah, and I thought, I've said this before, but I thought Aladdin was Jewish when I was
a kid,
too.
That's crazy.
Well, he was wearing the little hat.
Guyville so cool. Goes Bress.
Guyville Grows Breasts.
Guyville Grows Breasts.
Did you think Aladdin was Jewish because he was stealing from a hardworking
Oh, by the way,
vendor?
Greg Stone is the guest on today's episode.
I said that immediately.
Sav said but he kind of said Gaig.
Wild.
I said Gregory.
Yeah, we never... Do you guys plan things to talk about on your thing?
We don't even have enough chairs
for
our podcast. Well, that's why I feel very comfortable here.
That's the thing, man. Real comics, Riff City, baby.
Yeah.
You don't think about shit. You sit around... With your boys, you talk about Adam's Jewish upbringing in Alphabet City.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
His family came over from Latvia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My son to be a coward. I want him to grow up to be a coward tattletale. Don't disappoint me, Adam.
That is so fucking funny. You went from just like... dodging the Soviets and like having to know how to use guns and shit.
Right, coming here, opening a glove factory.
Yeah.
Now you're a podcast coward.
Dodging the pogroms. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had this Holocaust survivor come into school once and talk to us when we were like fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, the Nazis come and my mom gives me diamonds. She said, these are the family diamonds. So I ate the diamonds. And then when I get to Auschwitz, I take a shit. And then I go through my shit and I find the diamonds and I eat them again. And we're like 9 years old. We're like, yo, that's fucking gross.
You ate shit diamonds?
What she did was just...
That bitch...
The whole time she was in Auschwitz, she would eat her own
eating,
shit.
She was finding the diamonds
jewels out of her own shit.
In her poop.
Which honestly sounds like
the Nazis
heaven.
Are just like just let's just show people this woman.
They'll get it.
Oh, were we wrong? Were we fucking wrong?
Yeah, they were like they brought her to our school to like teach us like about.
Yeah.
You know,
she's like, hold on. She shit diamonds into her own hand. She just kept eating them.
She's like, once you get the taste for shit, you can never be.
It's like bears and human blood. Right. Once Jews taste shit diamonds, they can't stop eating them.
Barely enough shit diamonds for all of us to eat. And she's just got shit smeared all over her face.
We got in trouble. Like, the teacher we got yelled at for laughing at this Holocaust survivor lady. But we're like, you know, we're not. Dude, we can't handle that shit.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Just don't tell us about the Holocaust. We're not old enough to know about it.
You know, I want to go back and watch the Seventh Heaven episode where the son or the daughter discovers that there's a Holocaust survivor living like next door.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Like the tattoos. Mm-hmm. She's got an Auschwitz tattoo. Oh, I bet that one's pretty funny.
Yeah. The pedophile dad.
That whole show is so funny.
Oh, yeah.
I should go back and watch. There was a video project I wanted to do with that show that...
Oh, yes, yes.
I need to rewatch the show.
Mm-hmm. Any excuse to rewatch all of Seventh Heaven.
Yeah. Every episode of Seventh Heaven.
Jessica Biel, right?
Yeah.
That was her.
Yeah. Got kicked off the show for being too hot.
Having big ass titties.
God damn.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
She was on Seventh Heaven?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know that? Yes. She got her
she
start.
She was the
dude.
Daughter. And then the son was that guy, Barry. Something.
She was a nice piece of ace.
Remember her ass in the Adam Sandler movie?
Of course I do.
That's the only reason people watch that movie.
Salute to, that was a great. That was a great casting choice by the Chuck and Larry brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was like, yeah, we're going to watch. Her titties are not. She's like in a wet bra in that. You'd see her ass.
I love.
She's in that Texas Chainsaw remake, too.
Uh-huh. I remember that.
Did she ever show bare titties?
Was critically panned.
She definitely does. I'm going to go Mr. Skin right now.
The Texas Chainsaw remake?
It wasn't bad.
People hate it because there's no reason to remake the original, which is like a masterpiece, but it's still good.
Yeah, it's a solid movie.
Yeah. Arlie Ermey's great in it.
Who?
Arlie Ermey.
Great name.
Arlie Ermey.
Is that the Army guy?
Yeah, Arlie Ermey was the drill instructor.
Yeah. Yeah, you know Arlie Ermey.
In Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, yeah. And he was on all those, like, TLC
I'll rip off your head and shit down your neck, that guy.
And the guy from, he was in the Neil Diamond movie with Jason.
Yes, Saving Silverman.
Thank you.
I love that
Saving
movie.
Saving Silverman, a.k.a. the Neil Diamond movie.
Yes. I couldn't believe you got that.
We all knew it immediately.
We all knew it immediately. We all did know. Yeah, I didn't want to mock you, but you're correct.
That should be called the Neil Diamond movie.
I mean, it's as close to quote unquote the Neil Diamond movie as you're ever going to get.
Yeah.
There's not going to be another movie that's ever made that's even remotely in the territory of being what you
about
could call
Neil Diamond.
The Neil Diamond movie.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good
point. So yeah, that makes sense.
I wonder, is Neil Diamond a plot point in any other movie that's ever been made?
No.
Has to be at least one or two.
I told Evan Williams that Caroline's on Broadway was a Neil Diamond themed comedy club. Like Sweet Caroline, and then that's why there's diamonds on the stage. And he was like, shut the fuck up, man. Really? That's fucking crazy, man. No, of course not.
She was nude in a movie called The Sinner.
Yeah.
Jessica Biel.
No, that's a TV show.
Is that a TV show?
She was hot.
She pops titties out
show.
In a TV show? Was it on HBO?
I don't know. It was on like AMC, but they do whatever they want now.
I just remember
she masturbates her little sister in that show as well.
How old is her sister?
Jessica Biel masturbates
little
her
enough
little
to be
sister.
Hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Great answer,
Jessica Biel.
Little enough to be hot.
She was nude in something called Powder Blue.
Okay. Yeah, she was hot in that too.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
She shows titty.
I got a nice day ahead of me after this podcast. Actually, I don't. I'm going to stop beating off.
Why?
Because, man, I
It makes sex worse?
Yes. I've been back to my soft dicking ways recently, and I want to change those.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know?
We might have another sponsor on the show at some point, but I mean we're filled up as far as ad space goes. But they're a dick pill company,
dude. Yes, and we're losing whoever. They gotta go. Bet the SI can kick fucking rocks.
No, don't
we
say
need
that.
The dick pill.
No. Come on, stop. You can't make business decisions like this on the
No, dude, we can. That's the whole point of this fucking podcast, is we just do dumb
First
shit.
First of all, I handle all this shit, and I will get us the dick pills one way or the other. All
right.
They can't pay us in dick pills.
Wait, I think I know. Are they real
How
dick
How about
pills?
This, bitch? They can pay me in stopping dick pills.
100%.
I'm not
and
impotent.
You can suck our now finally hard dicks.
Yeah, dude. All just right. Our rock hard cocks. One cheek each. I got the left. Nick's
you
got
guys
the right.
Can get dick pills. I'll take the money.
You sell me the dick pills. I'll give you the money.
There you go, baby. Actually, that's
pills.
Right. I'll flip some dick
pills. Yeah, you'll
pills.
Flip the dick
I'll
pills.
Be erect during everything I do.
Oh, my neighbor's
everything
back from jail,
sex.
Dude.
Oh,
yeah? Dick. I used to think dick pills were kind of pathetic, but like if you made a pill that just made my legs walk for me,
yeah,
that's a great point.
I just
great
never
point.
Had to walk. It's
great
like,
point.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I went on a 35-mile walk today. People are like, you tired? Like, no, I just took leg Viagra.
Yeah.
And then his legs and walk.
What are you mad about?
I don't have to fucking do shit. Like, yeah. I need a pill that made my body do all the fucking
that sounds
care.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah.
God, yeah. I took was hooking up with this girl, and the first time we hooked up, it was fine, but it took me a couple go-rounds to get my dick really pumping.
What is a go-round?
Like, yeah, what is a go-round?
We're making out. She's sucking me off. We're about to fuck.
Oh,
I put
nice.
The condom on. As soon as dick skin touches latex... Your boy starts. Yes, exactly.
That's awful.
It's tough.
You know,
like getting up to get the condom and then your dick goes.
And
down,
I know it's a
miserable.
Race against time. Yeah,
miserable.
Anyway, we did get. We
this
finally
way you
got a
keep
nice.
The gun pressed firmly to your temple the entire time. You got to know.
You
got to know. There's one in the chamber.
So finally, the first time we woke up, I get hard, and it was a good. It was. It ended up being good dicking, but the second time,
good digging.
But the second time, I was like. I can't risk this. I'm going to try some weird DP like juice that someone mailed me, a random fan. And it did not work that night. And I was like, great, this thing doesn't even fucking work. And I couldn't even, like, that was a very pathetic showing, but I made up for it with a real marathon pussy eating sesh.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? And then it was just a get head situation. You know what I mean? We're both getting head instead of fucking.
Dude, that's funny. I was just documenting.
You're talking about it like what you had to eat that day.
Yeah, what the fuck? I'm you know, I want to tell everyone out there suffering from having a fucked up little dick that doesn't get hard that easy sometimes. I'm here for you. Representation matters. Anyway, whatever. It was fine. Mm-hmm. That was the night before I was flying to New Orleans. And so I'm like, man, that dick, I can't believe that shit didn't work. I wake up from a nap on this Delta flight, and I'm just wearing, like, basketball shorts on the flight, and I am hard as shit. it kicked in 18 hours later, and just not in a sexual situation at all.
Do you jack off on the plane?
Stiff as hell. No, it was just my dick hurt. It was that hard that my penis hurt. And there's just like a woman next to me. I was napping, bro. And it was just like, you could just see my cock. Mm-hmm. And I did not.
Dude, if you ever get a little bit flaccid, I got this move I do every time.
I'm listening.
So I just watch Stranger Things.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know what it is about that show. Like, I don't know if it's like the mystery, but something about that show gets me hard as hell.
That is so funny. What? Your dick doesn't work?
What the
fuck?
Have
you tried visual stimulation? I'm really into that kid missing a tooth.
The little boy that looks like a lion.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know. There's something about it.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is,
mm-hmm.
but I get rock hard every time I watch Stranger Things.
Are there any other shows that maybe have that same effect?
Yeah, there was one with an old guy, and he had these two black children back in the day. I don't know what it is, but
that one too.
Also gets me rock hard.
What about the Brady Bunch? Does that ever work?
Only if it's weird because when the parents, I guess, turn me off.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think maybe they're because they have so many rules.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's pretty cool, man.
I don't know, you know, but it's just like those random things I think are like, because maybe it's like how some people think about baseball.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You think about children.
It's not the children.
Yeah, it's media. It's media.
Yeah, it's media.
It's specific media.
Yeah. Maybe it's puppets because I watch Sesame Street.
Yeah.
That gets me going.
That gets it.
Could be
the
puppets.
That's a good tip, man. I'm going to try that out. No joke, though. If there was...
About Breastomy Street.
Breastomy Street?
All the Muppets got tits.
Big-ass titties.
Yeah.
Would Elmo's tits be red, or would there be tits underneath
his
fur?
No, it would be like just regular black lady tits coming
black
out.
Black lady tits.
Coming out of it. Yeah, just a black woman's
tits. Are all Muppets black?
I thought so. I mean... Either black or Puerto Rican, it's like Harlem.
Yeah.
Sesame Street is like 238th Street.
That's
it's just
true.
Deep into the Bronx.
Way uptown. No, they're Dominican. It's Washington Heights.
Oh, jeez, Grover, what comes after thee? Damn, Elmo, you stupid. With your big ass tits.
The first season they kept having to ask the neighbors to turn off the reggae tone so they could finish filming.
Damn, Elmo, you dumb as shit with your big ass titties.
Them big titties, Elmo, though? That's some big. So Elmo's black titties. Mm. Grover definitely is black titties.
Mm-hmm.
Snuffleupagus is already brown.
Yeah.
Big Bird's Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Bert and Ernie are just gay men. So I don't know if they would have tits.
They are in the regular show.
Yeah.
God. I would love to watch Bert and Ernie have sex.
Who's that? You can easily do that.
Yeah, I guess the internet's full of that.
Yeah.
Which one's the top and which one's the bottom?
Bert's definitely the top. That's why Ernie's so chill.
Oh, interesting.
Bert's got all that pent up top.
Bert
energy.
Is the Bert's the yellow one.
Yeah.
Ernie's the cool one.
Yeah.
He's getting fucked in the ass.
Yeah. Ernie gets to be.
Yeah.
No, actually, you know what? I think Ernie probably fucks Bert in the ass.
Because Ernie gets to be fully gay, which is all he wants.
Yeah.
It's just to be fucked. Whereas Bert. He's middle-aged now.
I think
Bert what he really wants to go do is fuck 17, 18-year-old twinks, which is in every gay man's heart.
Yep, true.
They just want to fuck young, hot ass.
Sure,
but now they have to have relationships because they fought tooth and nail to get married.
Right. They could just be having that party. We're letting them have off the books.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you wanted to legalize it. All right, well, there you go, boys.
I ain't going
to
pay taxes.
Yeah, right. Now you're stuck fucking Ernie for the rest of your life. Because he pays half the rent, the disability checks he gets, not taking his AZT.
I don't know, man. I could see Bert being fucked.
No. Nah. Bert's like
He's too wound up.
Yeah. He's mostly like Bert.
Maybe that's what it is. He's a sub because in his life he's
no.
Sub.
Yes. No.
You know what I mean?
Can you stop living out loud so much?
Tops hate themselves. Tops are like Bert because tops still have this like need to fuck. Hmm. Which makes them kind of not gay.
I told you.
Whereas the bottom is like, yeah, just fuck my ass while I sashay around the apartment and not have AIDS or whatever.
This is an interesting theory. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, I told you.
Anyways,
99%.
You can fucking bet on it.
you can bet on gay, what kind of gay guys are. The characteristics of other gay guys.
And you can bet on it at BetTheSI.com. The number one premier sports betting website.
That I do not believe should kick rocks. I want to be very clear. I love this.
They can
website.
Kick rocks all the way to the Hollywood Walk of Fame, where they should get their own star.
Mm-hmm,
because not
should.
Only are they a star, they've never raped anybody. Which is the two prerequisites for being a star in the Walk of Fame. Anyways, BetDSI.com, they got an easy-to-use, simple mobile app.
Nice
it's an app that goes on your phone, believe it or not. You download it onto your phone and play bet win anywhere you fucking want. They offer live in-game wagering. You change your mind about a bet, you go ahead and fucking change it in the app, which is easy to use, by the way.
I love that. I love that it's easy to use.
Yeah, I know. Me too. That's the thing that I really love. Yeah. Adam, what do you love about BetDSI?
I love the 24-hour customer service.
24/7, baby. 3 o'clock in the morning, you're gambling. Right?
You're like,
you call somebody up and you say,
Ernie could fuck Bert, right?
Yeah, right.
Right?
Where's the section on the website to bet on whether Bert fucks Ernie? Or...
Call them. They will answer that question.
They are dying to hear hundreds of people call in and ask them.
Ask them, what button you click to bet on whether Bert fucks Ernie or Ernie fucks Bert?
BetDSI customer service was designed to answer questions 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, Prandeep and Hyberdad.
Call him up.
He's an expert on that.
Yeah. Do we got any fucking picks?
Yeah, well, the NFL season is back, and we got got a real lot of action.
A lot of action.
Always, you bet on the Ravens, always.
Every time, bet on the Ravens.
That work out.
The Ravens.
Look, did that work out this week? No, but we got rocked.
Ravens rocked the Bills week one, though.
Yeah, did we get our fucking tushy smashed, Bert and Ernie style, Thursday night against the Bengals? Sure.
This is what I would bet, if you can bet this. I would bet the Bills to go 0-16 this year.
Oh, you can't. You can definitely
have
bet that. But
I
would not bet that.
I think that they would lose to Alabama. They have no defense or offensive line.
I would not bet that.
They are pretty bad.
Right. Okay, Baltimore is against the Broncos -5. Lock of the century. Take the Ravens
at home.
We are at home
at MNT.
Getting 5. Or wait, we're -5.
Yeah,
damn,
the Broncos. Suck, dude.
What? For real?
Yeah, they're not.
Are we
good.
Getting or taking 5? I can't tell.
They should have lost to the Raiders this week.
If we're getting points, take the Ravens. If we're not, take the Broncos.
Brilliant insight.
Just if we're the dogs, take us. If we're the
mind of a mental genius.
And as you know, the NBA season is just around the corner.
Can't wait.
And Stavros and I will come in with some educated picks.
Oh yeah.
NBA, don't be gay. That's the motto.
Yep.
That's right. And that's BetDSI's motto.
BetDSI.com and use promo code CUM120, capital C, lowercase UM 120. And you get 120% bonus on your initial deposit. So you put down $100, you get $280, something like that. $140, 120% of $100.
Which I think that's $120.
Right. That's
$120.
That's $120. That's $200.
It's like $270.
No. You're thinking of it's $120.
It's what 120% of $100.
120% of $100. First of all, there's no such thing as more than 100%.
You can't. You're right. But how much have I been given?
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't. So to do 120%, you do 100%.
Mm-hmm. You can have 200%.
And then it loops back around.
Yeah, to 20.
No.
So 100% is 100.
No, you start off at 100 because it's already 100, but then it's 100%. So it's 100 again, and it loops back around starting at 100. So then it's
120.
No, 2.
An extra 120, a total 220.
No, because it's half of it comes off. So it's 50 plus the 20%, so it's 70. And then 70 is percent of 100 is 70, so you get $270.
Doesn't sound right to me, but folks, check it out and let us know. DM us. Let us know how much money you got. It's going to be a good amount.
Dude, hey, bet on it.
Bet on it, pal.
Bet the SI. You're going to like the way you
when you're here, your family. Bet the SI. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Bet the SI.
Bet the SI.
All right. Okay.
And we're back.
And we're back.
So
what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Bert is definitely a self-loathing homosexual type.
Yeah. Ernie's at the parade.
I got to rewatch.
Ernie's on a float. He's wearing just like a silver thong.
Dude, I guarantee you Ernie gets off from like just pure penetration.
What
he just loves it.
Getting fucked?
Yeah. Like Ernie's jizzes. All about...
If he's as gay as you say he is, he should get off sucking dick. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if you were to declare that Ernie is, in fact, that homosexual, I would demand that he ejaculate from sucking
dick.
No,
the top also sucks the dick because they got to prep the whole area.
Yeah.
You know?
Tops
and
do
then
that.
They put it... Then
really?
Yeah. They suck the dick, they eat the ass, and then
I can see them eating the ass.
If you just do it all? I would do it all.
Yeah,
I'd get a little piece. I'd get fucked. I'd suck. I'd lick.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the thing, man. Yeah. This is why.
Multifaceted.
This is why us straight guys don't understand. We can't understand the game.
Yeah.
A straight man would say that. Why don't you do it all?
No. That's like
some people have like specific things that they.
I don't know. I don't know if. I don't know.
Yeah, that's why we're straight.
Yeah.
Because we would.
I'm so straight. I'll fuck guys.
Right.
I'll fuck anything.
Yeah.
The Wile E. Coyote I won at the boardwalk in Wildwood.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I fucked him. She was like life size. I cut a hole in him
and
I fucked him.
It was a man.
It was anything.
Yeah.
It was a doll. I got
Did
hard.
Did you really cut a hole in
it
and fuck it?
Yeah. Yeah, I fucked two steaks. I never told you the two steaks. Yeah, this football player told me.
Nah, shut up.
Yeah, I swear to God. He goes, a vagina feels like two steaks. So we took two steaks that where my father had fucking defrosting.
Where the fuck are my steaks?
Yeah.
Oh, here they are. Delicious.
somebody
already prepped the béarnaise sauce.
Yeah. I think the first step in gay sex is you lock eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second step is you say, what part of the booty are you from? Mm-hmm. Where are you from in Italy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then they say where their people are from.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just prep the area, maybe do a little...
Yeah, great riff. Dick cute. Sucking. Real cute.
Let's go back to Greg is fucking steaks.
Greg was having sex with steaks.
I'm fucking these steaks. This is a wild story. I fucked him. And then my stepfather came downstairs, and he was just like, he literally was like, what the fuck with the steaks?
You go, no rules, just right. Come on.
And we ate them.
You ate them?
Ate the steaks?
Yeah, because I'm not going to admit that I fucked the steaks.
Did you wash them?
I'm not going to. And he knew. I swear to God, he knew. Because he was making eye contact with me. Like, now you got to fucking eat them.
What the fuck?
Man? Well, we cooked them. You cooked it off. You cook it off.
That is fun.
What do you want, man? It was a game of fucking... He knew. We all knew.
It was a game.
But nobody was going to fucking admit it so we all ate
them. And you all just crashed into your cock.
That's like Bert's origin story. How Bert became gay and why he's such a self-loathing homosexual. He was forced to eat his own cum by his stepdad.
That is unfucking
Did you wash the steaks?
Yeah, he like put them in the oven.
It's like a young 13-year-old Bert and his friend just experimenting and sucking his friend's dick. And he's like, yeah, I don't know if I'm really into this, but I guess we can try it. And his stepdad like barges in. He's like, what are you doing, you little fucking queer? Okay, we're going to treat it like cigarettes. You want to suck a dick? I got everybody from the local 512 coming over tomorrow night for poker. And you're going to suck every one of their fucking cocks. And it's a young Bert being just brutally raped by an entire union.
Yeah.
And he thinks about that every time he penetrates Ernie. He's like, who's gay now? Who's gay now? And Ernie's like, I am, Bert. He's like, shut the fuck up!
But we're gay together, Bert.
Just shut up, Ernie!
Okay, I'm gonna go take a bath.
Oh, that's incredible, dude. You didn't come on the stakes, did you?
That's what I was asking.
I mean, like, what do you think?
Of course you did.
Your
so that's what I'm saying. Did
you
wipe them off or something?
Well, like, I didn't. I was like, you know, you fucked them. And then you just kind of, I was going to, you know.
What? What? Did you take the, did you wipe the cum off?
Yeah, where's the
cum? There was no cum on the stage.
Okay.
There was no cum.
You
so
wiped them off.
Cock.
Okay, okay.
We like, wiped them off. And like,
cock debris is all that's on the stage.
Also, you
when you think about it, the
No.
A dick is like cleaner than most of your body because like, you know, I mean, a dog's mouth doesn't have any bacteria.
Yeah.
It's like that. Mm-hmm. So it's like technically the cleanest.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's what I like to do my dick in a
dog's
mouth.
Yeah, my ass is so clean too then.
Yeah. See, yeah. Unless there was like some sort of toxicity to the peanut butter. I really don't know.
Yeah. That's why. So did you fuck them yourself or was your friend who told you about fucking steaks there also?
No, see, he wasn't. He was like, he was telling everybody. He was like the cool kid in town.
Gotcha.
And I overheard it. Oh, and I was like, well, I'll take this home
so
for
this
me.
So this is secondhand knowledge. Yeah. You weren't even doing this to tell him about it.
No.
You just like, that's a good
tip. How old are you again?
13, 12, young. 12, 13.
No, how old are you now?
37.
Okay. So I'm trying to place, is this pre or post internet?
Way pre.
Yeah, way pre.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wait, kids don't have weird situations like that anymore.
No, because they can just Google, like, what does vagina feel like?
Oh, yeah, there's 8-year-olds now that are, like, 37-year-old homosexuals.
Yeah.
Where they're like, well, you know, I know exactly what I'm into.
Yeah.
Like, I've been in a relationship with Marcus since probably last San Gennaro. That's where we met. I was with my family. I was 7. And, you know, we locked eyes. He was helping Tony Danza stuff cannolis.
But you guys are younger. You guys fucked weird shit when you were younger, right?
I never fucked things.
Pillows.
Why not?
I always just beat off. I, like, figured out how to beat off when I was, like, 9 or 10.
Oh, man.
I thought about trying the American pie thing, but no joke, I was too fat to do that to a pie. There was one time where I very seriously considered fucking one of those. It wasn't a whole pie. I didn't have the, you know, access.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But those little, remember those little snack pies?
Yeah.
You guys remember those?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like
those
the auntie grandmas.
Yes,
yeah.
Those are good.
Those are incredible.
They still have them at the bodega.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
Ooh, see, what pissed me off, because when that movie came out, I had already fucked the steaks. And I was like, it's not a fucking pie. It's steaks.
Yeah.
It's not enough consistency in the pie. What are you doing?
If one more time, we're going to ask you to leave the theater. You can't yell at the screen.
Greg keeps pitching American ribeye. It's like, wait, it's the exact same movie, but he fucks two steaks. Yep. You don't even have their act. You don't even have character names. It just says Shannon Elizabeth, and the guy from the Neil Diamond movie. Yeah. Fuck. Anything else? Was that the weirdest thing you fucked?
No. Definitely not.
Is it the only thing that you fuck? Inanimate. That you fucked and then eaten.
Mm. Yes, that's the prick.
Okay. We're such great interviewers.
Yeah, it's like Charlie Rose.
Yeah, it's like we have a show. It's like Charlie Rose, but it's Charlie Hose.
Yeah.
And then he just pisses all over the guest's face. He's like, my guest today is Donna Tott, author of The Goldfinch. We're here to discuss her latest work, In Progress, the story of a boy who discovers his mother's love of ballet late in life and bonds with her over it.
Donna,
thank you so much for being here. Well, I'd like to thank you for welcoming me to... Oh, I'm sorry. Did I begin pissing all over your face too early? I didn't know.
Thank you, Charlie.
His Me Too allegations were so funny because he asked that staffer from his show to come over to his house. And then he went upstairs and he came downstairs wearing a robe with his cock out in the middle. He's like, I don't, what's the matter? You know?
Yeah. Haven't you ever seen a man wear a kimono before?
Just, yeah. I like to think that it was totally tied up, but it was so short, his cock was just like half down. You know what I mean?
He came
like,
downstairs and. He came downstairs in a Looney Tunes fitted in Stewie pajamas with his penis pulled through the fly. What's the matter? Have you never seen a man in a Kmart Looney Tunes fitted in Stewie pajamas before?
That was one of the first times a woman touched my penis is because I had these SpongeBob pajamas that were like this in college, and I was too much of a pussy to like... You know, make a real move.
You would pretend to be women's beds.
So, yeah.
You would throw out their mattress.
I would put a fitted sheet all over myself.
You would throw out their mattress. I'd lay down on the bed bug. Dressed up like their children's sheets that they brought to college with them.
No, but I had the fucking... the button popped off my shit and my cock just popped out. And it looked like I just made a very aggressive move and just pulled my cock out while we were making out. But she was into it, so I was like, nice. So thank the Lord for that faulty button.
Yeah.
Because I got my dick smurfed off because of it.
Smurfed off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She put
it,
yeah.
It's because it's small and it's blue.
Yeah. There was no, the circulation was completely cut off. My dick, she had to breathe life in. She was just massaging blood into it. It wasn't even sexual. It was like a baby that's born like premature.
Were you like, was this back when you were like 360?
Huh?
Was this back when you were like 360?
I was.
375.
No, this was. Right before.
Hell yeah, dude. The weight of the Xbox.
420.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
360.
I was pretty fat. I was probably about as fat as I am now.
Yeah. You were so fucking fat when we first started hanging out.
Yeah, I was fat as shit.
That shit, it was so funny watching you walk to your car.
Waddle.
Just like, yeah. I remember me and my friend Brendan being like, I don't think he has knees.
But I had strong, resilient knees. The knees of a warrior.
Yeah.
The kind of knees that, you know, you motherfuckers could never support that kind of weight with your little bitch-ass knees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we could if we had, spent a lifetime morbidly obese.
No, you could not. You have women's knees that would buckle under the weight of all the fucking beautiful fucking
look,
that much warrior.
No, you're forgetting. I do have a 140-pound weight vest that I can wear. I used to, I loaded that shit up and I'd walk around it and I'd be like, damn, this is his life every day. I guess that would put me at 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Or it would at the time. I've slimmed down quite
but,
a bit.
No, I was not that fat. But
yeah.
My dick popped out of those. I got to get those sponge, but they were very comfy. That's going to be my move from now on.
What?
Just wear pajama pants and have my cock pop out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little cock flop.
You figure it out, baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know what to do from here.
Should I get a tent? I'm going to do the Bobby Kelly move and get into camping this fall.
Nah, fuck that, dude. Camping's fucking gay.
Nah.
Glamping, that's where it's at. Getting an RV.
Getting an Airstream.
Don't put your sneaker on the couch itself.
It was for the art, man. I apologize.
All right, yeah.
It won't happen again, but, you know, I had to get in the fart position.
I'm already upset about people spilling oil on my fucking...
Yeah, but and would anyone have guessed that I was not one of those people? No.
No, I didn't accuse you of it. I didn't even assume that you had done it.
I know, but I'm saying...
I mean, I probably did it. I don't think it was anyone...
I'm pretty proud of not spilling oil on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, where else is the oil coming from?
Anyway, look, one more question about
probably
what Greg fucked.
A little
fucked.
Piece of linguine, maybe.
Nice.
You know, slurping up noodles and it just splashes all
through.
Over the place. I have to take my glasses off when I eat because I'll just splash food all over them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a fucking dumbass. You know what I'm saying?
I really want to know what the weirdest thing...
I'm one of these mental retards, you know? The psychology retard.
I want to know what else Greg has fucked, man. So, Greg...
The steaks, of course.
The steaks, Wile E. Coyote.
Mattress, always go with the mattress. You know, you
those are probably the weirdest ones, right?
But it hurts because it's got that metal lining. And so you
on the box spring?
Yeah. It's like it's not really. I had heard someone fuck a mattress, so I tried and I was like, nah, that hurts.
Greg, did you see the video of the man with Down syndrome in Saudi Arabia fucking the front of the car?
No, oh, it was incredible. Yeah.
It's so funny.
Video.
It's this guy with Down syndrome who's got to be 4 feet tall. And he's watching a video of like porn.
Yeah, he's watching porn.
And he's just fucking the front of a car.
In daylight.
And this guy comes by and like looks at him and he looks at the guy And then just goes back to
God bless him. The guy knows what he wants. He does what he likes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What were you guys talking about with this model? Who's this model?
There's a downside. Fashion, the fashion industry is now like trying to ramp up.
She's not even the hottest girl with Down syndrome.
No, there's hotter Down
syndrome. That's my problem is like even in the world of Down syndrome, you picked like a three.
Oh, really? She's not hot?
No.
I thought she was. She's not that hot.
Maybe I'm just thinking of the hot Down syndrome girl when I said I would fuck
No,
her.
So yeah, I guess
I like that, like, you hear model with Down syndrome and your job as a stand-up comedian is to, like, be like, okay, how can I criticize this? As a professional comedian, you can't just be like, oh, good for her.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I mean, it is.
I just Googled hot chick with Downs, and you get a whole bunch.
You know, nah, that one's not right for me. Good.
She looks like Sherry O'Terry. Well, that's a baby.
Let me see.
It's hard to tell if it's like a...
What's Sherry O'Terry doing now? She's probably insane, huh?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I don't know. I think that...
Look at her. She's believing in the wind, you know?
Not into it.
Yeah, I'm not into it, but it's like, you know...
That's her?
Yeah, I guess...
This is her?
There's a hot
that's
one.
Her.
Oh, she looks like a child.
Yeah. So she's I'm not... Whatever, I mean...
Sorry, I don't know why. What were you saying?
Yeah, it was weird, like...
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
I guess she walked in New York Fashion Week or something, but... I watched an interview with her and her mother, and her mom's clearly evil. And she's like,
"Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, she's like, just
yeah." So she's like, "Yeah, she really loves Victoria's Secret. We're gonna try and get it in, some Victoria's Secret ads."
That's weird.
And she's like, "Yeah, people are looking at her not because of her mental defect,
retard.
No, but they're looking at her because she's a celebrity now."
Oh, yeah.
But it's like
brutal.
It's like. You're just
pimping
out your
mom.
Daughter.
Yeah, and then
she's like, they asked her questions and she was like, she can't really communicate. Like, her mom is basically, I guess there was like a picture, like a before and after picture of her that like went viral and the fashion industry saw it and they were like, we need this Down syndrome.
They were like, thank God.
She walks down the catwalk looking like she thinks she's supposed to be stomping cats to death.
It seems incredibly exploitive, and it's presented as inclusive, you know.
Yeah.
But,
well, I think it's ableist not to want to.
Yeah,
fuck
that's
her.
What I'm trying to do. I'm trying to protect that girl.
Yeah.
By criticizing her and calling her a heavy footed drunken pony, I'm trying to protect her from her exploitative
from her
mother.
Mm-hmm.
We're
not the bad guys.
Obviously,
mom.
Doesn't care about her as much as I do.
Yeah.
the observer of all of this.
Yeah, it's.
You think if anyone was arrested for having sex with a mentally disabled person,
mm-hmm.
their defense would be like, "Your Honor, that pussy ain't retarded, though." You know what I mean? You think that would stand
that
up
like
in
the
court?
The classic David Tell joke.
Yeah,
is that really a
titties ain't retarded?
Them titties ain't retarded. Yeah.
You know what you can do.
I mean, that's like an Adam Friedland level.
No, I mean, I think I was... you think I listened to David Tell and
no,
stole
I think it?
It
slipped your mind and you just didn't...
Yeah, we're talking about
We've
a retarded
talked about
person.
That bit on the show before. So.
Yeah.
I mean, truth is the truth, you know?
No, let's be fair. Let's be fair. Stop. If Adam had just said that, you would immediately jump down his throat. I would, too.
No,
man, right?
You would have.
That's my job, and you would have joined me.
I probably would have.
You know
joined.
That. You know
I mean,
that.
Listen, eventually I would have joined in. After a couple minutes, I would have been like, all right, let's... If you didn't tuck yourself out, I would have joined in, you know?
Me? No, I'm going 12 rounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice, you know, to have that reputation of a remix comedian.
And you did it to yourself. Moving on. You did it to yourself by doing those things.
So... Yeah, but the funniest part about that girl, just going back to that retarded girl...
Is that she has Down syndrome.
No,
that's the funniest part.
No, in high fashion, like...
I considered all of it, and the funniest part is her face.
In high
throw
fashion,
through the
like,
program. We throw it through the computers.
The funniest part is how wide her neck is.
No, the funniest part is that... you know, high
that she has traps
of...
like Tom Hardy and Warrior.
They do dress like actual models in runway shows, kind of like retarded people.
Yeah, ooh.
So it seems
derelict.
Like it kind of does look like with her wearing the clothes, like, oh, this is extra wrong.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean.
Also, I mean, you're trying to get the whole thing about being a model is like you want people to fuck them. It's like that's why you're
no, you just want people to hang the clothes off.
Yeah, yeah, they're like
that's why they all look like that.
Yeah, they have no tits.
Yeah,
they're 6'2". You know, they
but
look
they're not ugly. They're all
they're
the
like
highest level of you want to fuck them.
No,
you think models aren't
you? There's not a single supermodel you could point to that I would look at and be like, wow, I really want to fuck.
No,
this
that's there's
true.
Some. No, no, that's not true either.
I'm okay. First of all, it's true because I'm saying
no. You're
me.
No. You're
fucking
lying.
Dumbass.
You're lying to yourself. Yeah.
No, I'm not, dude.
Yes, there's you
not,
are.
I've never seen.
There's not a single model that you would really want.
Supermodel?
Fuck.
No. I mean,
Tyra Banks in her prime. Come on, bro.
I mean, Tyra Banks today. Yeah, no.
Yeah. I would fuck Tyra Banks today. Heidi Klum? Yeah.
Victoria's Secret?
Nah.
No. Yeah. Oh, get the fuck out of here.
That one, Leo, the Israeli
Leonardo
one,
DiCaprio?
Leo.
Leo.
Yeah, Leo.
Leonardo
yeah.
DiCaprio.
You gotta be, you gotta be
Bar Raffaelli.
At least 220 pounds. For me to be like, damn. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, I guess, they're trying to not have those kind of women anymore.
My favorite is that underwear company. The underwear company that's giving Victoria's Secret "quote unquote" a run for their money, according to like BuzzFeed or whatever.
Mac, what?
No, they had the advertisement with like the girl with Down syndrome, and then the girl next to her has a colostomy bag, and then the third girl just has vitiligo. And it's like, imagine like you're the girl with vitiligo, and you're showing up to that shoot, and they're like, "We're trying to showcase people that are just like severely disabled,
just
most abject." You know, just freaks that you can fucking find.
It's carnies.
Somebody with a genetic disability that's going to shorten their lifespan and they'll never be able to live alone. Another person that shits in a bag everywhere they go. And you, the girl with skin that's kind of splotchy.
Yeah.
It's like the Italian guy who shows at the diversity show.
Yeah. Which, anyways, you know, now we can talk about precious underwear.
I love precious underwear.
Yeah, I love taking my underwear off. And then getting better underwear. You know, in fact, I've never worn underwear in my life until I went to MacWeldon.com and got underwear.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Is this an ad?
Yeah, it's an ad.
We love MacWeldon.
Oh, I love it.
We're talking about MacWeldon underwear. This is great. Fellas, if you're new to underwear, you know, you're out there, you're tired of... I was personally tired of getting just cuts and scrapes all over my penis from the inside of my zipper.
Exactly, yeah.
I just never knew that there was an answer to just not bleeding profusely and just constantly just scars. My penis is covered in scars. For years, I didn't know that you could go to MacWeldon.com.
Your penis is a cutter.
No longer do you need to paint your shit in Joker makeup. You can fucking go to MacWeldon.com. And get a pair of the most comfortable underwear you'll ever wear because they believe in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. It's easy. Point, click, underwear.
That's right.
They'll send them to you. That's their motto. MacWeldon, point, click, underwear. You go. You check it out. They got easy-to-use customer service. You call them up and you say, help me with the website. I'm nude.
Yep.
I'm nude in the Starbucks.
Does Bert fuck Ernie or does Ernie fuck Bert? You call them up. You ask them.
Operators are standing by.
Yeah. They got a line of silver underwear and shirts that are naturally antimicrobial, which means that they suck up odor, right? Mm-hmm. So you smell bad, you know, possibly from all the dried blood that's been left on the inside
from
of your
scabbed up nuts.
Just being scratched by your burly ass denim that you have to wear on your way to your totally straight job. The other straight guys. You put on that underwear, you get some smooth textures all over your cock. With that naturally antimicrobial shit to suck the stink off of you.
Love it.
So check out MacWeldon.com and use promo code Cumtown, Cumtown, and get 25% off of your order. And tell you what, if you don't like the underwear, you can call them up, complain about it. They'll refund you, and you can keep the underwear, no questions asked.
Damn.
MacWeldon.com, they're great. And we're back.
I
saw a really funny porn title the other day.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it described the girl as a dimwit. Which is such an old term, right?
Yeah.
Like who's searching for dimwit on X videos?
Yeah.
So it says dimwit panal, panal sex, which I've never heard that used as a term before.
Panal?
Panal. And one
pain,
word.
Anal?
That's
are you sure it's not panal?
No. I thought
the panality of anal sex?
Yeah, yeah. No, it was like panal ass sex, which is kind of redundant, too. Because you have the anal element of the panal.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I thought it was really pretty novel.
Yeah.
That a dim
one. I've seen panal thrown around.
You've seen panal on the...
My favorite, I saw on X videos one time, it was some German porn. And the title was just Titten Party, but one word. It's a German word for a titty party.
Oh, hell yeah. That's my fucking political party. When I started, it was going to be the Titten. I'm moving to Dusseldorf and being Prime Minister.
Leave the Titten Party. Yeah. Were the Titten Party socialists? It's like, not technically. Yeah. In fact, there's a lot of misunderstanding in terms of what socialism meant back in those days.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Where are you guys getting your porn from? Where do you go? What's your stake? I just want a new site.
I've been getting back into the imagination. The theater.
You haven't.
Yeah, I have.
Really?
Yep.
That's what I'm trying to do. Like I said, I haven't beat off in a couple days.
I don't watch.
What do you mean? No, I
haven't.
What's with you guys challenging me on the?
Well, I stand by mine.
Classic lie.
I don't. That is a weird challenge.
To use your imagination.
Yeah,
I can't.
Why can't you see Nick getting into his?
Tell you what, dude. I seriously have been. And my dick gets harder using my imagination.
It
takes a while. Because at first you can't do it.
Yes.
And then once you can, it's like, oh, that's been the problem. Is that I'm like, mm-hmm. I have 9 different cams open at once on Chatterbait or whatever. And you're like, I'm masturbating to. It's like I'm like the architect in the Matrix. Yeah. Like, yeah, go. My penis will become hard before I even come. before my penis has even become hard, I've already come. It's a foregone conclusion. What is he say? Vis-a-vis my balls of a jacket. Ergo.
But yes, no, you're right. At first, you cannot get hard at all with your imagination. Yeah. Once you break through that barrier,
you are the sixth
you feel
iteration.
Like Neo.
You are the sixth iteration of this hard on today. And I will beat you off, and I have become very good at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, jacking off is like a sweet treat these days because I live with my girlfriend. So, you know, I can't jack off while she's there.
It's rude.
It's incredibly rude. She's constantly jacking off while I'm there.
Really?
Yeah. But I have to accept
that.
You're
not a man.
I have to support that. When I went back to my parents last week, I jacked off like all day long. Nice. I'd like, you know, jack off in the middle of the day.
I told you guys
I used that fucking lotion that my mom
Yo, that's
did.
Right. That's right.
My mom had CBD lotion.
Whoa.
Like it had menthol in it and he put it on his dick and then cried.
Yeah. I was like for an hour, like my dick was in pain and it was about to be Rosh Hashanah dinner with my parents.
Rosh Hashanah. Why do you have to say it like that?
It's Hebrew.
Say Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah is not how you say it.
I don't give a shit.
Rosh Hashanah. It's
Rosh Hashanah. Stav's over here talking about gyros or whatever. He doesn't do that. He says gyros.
He doesn't say gyros.
He says Rosh Hashanah.
Every once in a while I say gyro, but I usually say gyro.
Yeah. He says Rosh Hashanah, and he says
gyro. I'm
not
lying. You're lying. I do.
You're
it
doing
all
it because you think you're better than everybody else with your special holidays.
I have my own holidays. You know what the holiday tomorrow is?
What?
Martin Luther King Day.
Martin Luther Vandross. Yom Kippur.
The Day of Atonement.
The Day of Atonement. And I have to apologize for people I've
that
hurt.
That Simpsons episode where Principal Skinner's on the phone. He's like, well, I understand the parents are mad, Superintendent Chalmers, but I mean, it sounded so made up. I mean, Yom Kippur, come on.
I have to apologize Skinner! To all the people in my life that I've hurt.
That you've wronged.
Which means that you guys are going to be getting phone calls tomorrow.
I can't wait.
Yeah. And I'm
I will never pick up my phone when I see your name.
never. You pick up all the time.
Never once have I picked up.
I'm going to call up and I'm going to tell you, Nick, that I apologize for nothing.
Now I want that apology.
Now you want the
apology. Do not deprive me of those apologies. That's
my sweet apology.
I want the apology I didn't know was coming. I'm now furious. I've been denied my apology that I'm owed.
Yeah.
In terms of pornography sites, though, Greg.
Yeah.
I think it sounds like we're all just. X videos,
X hamster.
X video.
Yeah, no, you know what?
I'm
going
like
to let you in on some little secret.
What is with the rating system on Pornhub?
Shut the fuck up. XNXX.com.
I've used that one for years.
Shut the fuck up. It's an aggregate for all the other aggregates.
I think it's just X videos.
Ergo. We have become very good at it.
Really? I thought X videos was. Oh. I thought it was just X videos, but maybe I just find all the same videos because it's an aggregate.
Why is Pornhub, like, the top videos on Pornhub are, like, 78%? The rating system on Pornhub, the curve is like a lot more.
Worst jacking off session ever.
Yeah, those guys.
They have like, yeah, comic book guys that are like, yeah, it's so funny the people that rate.
Like, yeah. Like, yeah, who's giving it the thumbs up and the thumbs up?
X videos is like
show,
everything's
probably.
Like,
yeah, it's all our fans.
Cumtown.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, my cum podcast is late, and this pornography is not as good as I would like it to be.
Yeah. It's labeled painal, but she's barely screaming in agony.
Painal. I like how a comic book guy easily becomes Jimmy from South Park.
But
why is the pornography not as good as it should be? Hey, Timmy. Are you beating off today?
What do you use to jack off, Greg, now that you don't fuck steaks?
Well, I do the lobster tube.
Lobster tube?
Actually, at first it's
Oh,
scary.
I thought you were describing a physical thing, and I'm like, you don't fuck lobster now.
Yeah, he's a 37-year-old man who just takes discarded lobster shells.
That's a website?
Yeah, and first I was scared. Because like I don't want anything to do with a lobster involved with masturbation. Uh-huh, uh-huh. But it is just like a pretty good site.
It's
and,
a pretty good porn site.
They don't update it fast enough. But besides that,
well, they do lobster because it's red and they didn't want to copy the red tube.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's what I think it is.
They use a lot of red tube things in there.
I said that restaurant Red Lobster. I was always like, well, that's what it should be.
Yeah.
You know?
As opposed to what?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, it's supposed to be fucking red.
Yeah. That's a good closer, dude, for your act.
Yeah? What's going on with your act now? Is it still the story about...
No, I'm not. You can stop it. Stop it. Yeah. Because these fucking clowns, they just repeat everything you say to me just 1,000 times a day. These fucking fat guys just telling me...
Whoa.
How about instead of a closer for me, it's a point for you to make in 3 weeks on this show.
Stop it. I just hear poo-poo caca 1,000 times a day. Because Nick made fun of it one time.
No, I didn't make fun of it.
Yes, you did.
No, the what are these podcast guys did. That's
well,
where that
then
started.
Those guys roasted you?
Those guys got it.
Well, they that's roasted all of us.
No,
but like effectively they roasted
you. They played, look, they reviewed our podcast
they
and played
one
your
clip
stand-up.
Of one line.
They're like, now, you probably think that these guys, their stand-up isn't so much similar to the podcast, but here, this is Adam Friedland from the show doing stand-up.
It was a 5-second clip and it was very highly
you probably
edited.
Think it's like, more mature or whatever, not as juvenile. Let's hear Adam Friedland stand-up. Like, I did a poo-poo, poo-poo caca, my caca pee-pee.
Shouts out to everyone who saw me this weekend and came up and was like, what's his name?
Yeah.
I forgot that bit. I forgot we were doing
what's his name. What's his name is so goddamn funny. Yeah, my parents and I went to the New York casino. What's his name?
My
out of
dad?
Context, what's his name is like the funniest.
It is very funny.
It is good.
Yeah, whatever. So... Yeah, fuck those. What is this podcast?
I like them.
What happened there?
I think they're good.
There's this podcast of these like two dads in like Buffalo, New York.
Yeah. They're two funny guys that are good at podcasts.
Chill. Yeah, they're chill bros.
They review podcasts.
They make really good points, especially about stand up comedy.
And they reviewed our podcast and they just could not. They got so upset. They're like, first of all, they don't say their names at the beginning. Okay, so how do we know what's going on?
You don't even
they
know
don't
who
have a
these
song.
Guys are.
They
I
mean, don't
I legitimately,
have a theme song.
I fucking laugh my ass off when they're like, look at this. Somebody just shows up in the middle of the show, and they're not on mic, and they have a separate
Dana
conversation.
It was actually like really
you should get
a great
them to,
listen. Yeah.
You should get that bump. You should get them to do Red Dude Cast.
Yeah, but I guess it would have to happen like organically.
No, of course. You don't reach out your publicist. Yeah.
Check us out.
Yeah. Greg, you should pose as your own
Speaking
publicist.
Speaking of which, I rewatched. It was like in 2013, Vice did like a little documentary on like the on Who Is Dad Boner. It's like a LA comic, this guy Mike Burns, that had the Twitter account Dad Boner, which is like, that video is perfect example of why you should never do anything fucking sincerely as a comedian. Yeah. It's a mistake I've made in the past, but if you ever like take your bullshit project seriously and talk about the creative process, there's no way to not look like a fucking stupid
100%.
Asshole. And then, there's one part where he's like, you know, at the time on the account I had like 200 followers, happened totally organically. Zero retweets, zero ads. Oh, man, please delete this.
That sucks.
Rough.
Yeah.
I don't remember Dad Boner. Is he still around?
No, I have not. I mean, yeah,
I
the
know
account's
Dog
still there.
Boner.
Yeah, it's not Dog. That guy's hilarious.
Yeah,
guy's
Dog Boner's funny as shit.
What's Dog
yeah.
Boner go? What's that about?
He's some good
guy.
Dude.
Yeah, he's funny. One of those guys that came out of that, like something awful, like Phiad forums. Mm-hmm. Those are the people that were like the funniest on Twitter in like 2012.
Yeah,
this kind of defined.
Michael.
Yeah,
yeah.
That he's funny as shit.
Style of comedy.
It's not like that Jew guy.
Which Jew guy?
Fat Jew?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That guy
that's
sucks.
What he's in. That's what Greg's into. Is fat
I
Jew.
Saw that guy walking. I saw that guy walking around Clinton Hill, and I really got upset.
You should have fucked him up.
No.
It's on site. Fat Jew, if you ever see me on the fucking streets, bro, go the other way. It's on site.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to fuck your ass up. That's a fucking threat, brother.
Fat Greek coming for
yeah,
Fat
I'm
Jew.
Yeah, I'm the Fat Greek.
Yeah, Fat Jew's, I guess he's like, there's like a clique of like New York City meme people that just steal, you know, comedians.
That sucks so
comedians
hard.
Memes. Yeah, there's
a bunch of fucking losers.
Jerry, the guy Jerry. Yeah.
Jerry.
Oh,
fuck
Jerry. Louis Katz is asking me if he can come on the show to promote his album coming out at the end of October. So I just said I'll promote it now.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah,
everyone
Louis's
check
the
out.
Best.
Louis's great. And we're
well,
on the street.
He did drink
is,
breast milk.
He's
so maybe we should have him on.
He's into titty milk, which I want more information on. Because somebody told me that, and at first I was like, that's fucking weird. Because he like looks like
yeah.
he does. So mm-hmm. you don't imagine that he does anything sexually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I guess he was into titty milk.
Yeah.
And then I heard subsequent to that that it tastes like cereal milk. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Well, maybe Louie's on to something.
Yeah, I was the one who told you that, by the way.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, yeah,
sweet.
Yeah. So maybe we should get him in the mix. Right
now. Louis the best. You know Louis?
Hey, shut the fuck up, man. Greg, all right?
Yeah,
don't
man,
tell us who the fuck to have on the fucking show, all right?
Yeah. Fuck you, Mr. drives a fucking Sentra, thinks he's cool.
It's a fucking Corolla. It's a fucking Corolla, Greg. Greg accused me of driving a Sentra. Can you believe that shit, dude?
Oh, no.
You look like a guy who drives
fuck you. Sentra. Take it back, motherfucker. Go fuck a couple of New York strips.
Yeah, man, I will.
Yeah,
it felt good.
Maybe you fucking should.
Yeah. What kind of steak was it? Because Adam and his Lower East Side upbringing could only fuck brisket.
I mean, yeah. It was a London broil.
All we had was we had to fuck old beats to pretend they were these beats. The beats were steak, but all we had money for was old beats and shoe, maybe. We live in poverty on Orchard Avenue, where my family, we fuck whatever produce we could find. Even though we only own 17 buildings.
My grandfather, apparently, his family was super poor, and they had boarders. Like, they rented out rooms in their house to, like, make the rent. And he claims to have fucked, like, a 25-year-old woman
yeah,
when he
I
was
know.
12.
We've talked about this.
Yeah,
this is
that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He raped her.
My grandfather was...
he was 12.
My grandfather grew up very poor, and he raped many girls.
This poor woman was seeking shelter in this dilapidated Jewish home, and then just a fucking horny-ass teenager comes into her room, ties her up in the middle of the night.
Teenager, he's 12.
And has his way with her. This is in the 30s. When you're 12, you're 32 at that point, dude. So, yeah, pretty cool thing to be proud of.
Might have been the 20s.
Pretty cool thing to be
30s.
Proud of that
you
your grandfather sexually assaulted a woman.
Can you stop
down
saying
on
that
luck?
About my grandfather?
You brought it up, dude.
I just
You brought it up and described it and just didn't put the right label on it.
All these people.
Yeah, my grandfather, he actually held down and fucked a 4-year-old Chinese girl at gunpoint. It was like, your grandfather raped a 4-year-old? No. Come on, dude. You know people aren't going to let me live that down.
No, he did. No one in the Friedland family has ever committed sexual assault. Is that what you want to hear, Adam? Do you want us to cut this part out?
What?
Huh?
No, because just, they think, no. For some reason, they
do the
think,
sign if you want us to cut out this.
When
part.
We cut an episode, and for some reason, some people think, or maybe because you guys said it, that the reason we cut it was because my grandfather, we talked about how my grandfather raped.
No, we did not say that.
But that's what people think. People think that. And then I was like, oh, yeah, we got to cut this because it's a deep family secret that my grandfather.
He wasn't a very nice person, but he's certainly not a rapist.
Wait, oh,
I don't even like it.
That wasn't why we cut the episode?
No, that wasn't why we cut the episode. We cut it for like a different reason. But for some reason, the next episode, we're like, yeah, we had to cut that because we were talking about Adam's grandfather raping all those people. And then just
you,
people
Greg,
are like,
you ever commit rape in your family?
Well, besides me.
See, Adam, that's how you handle that kind of question, man. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry that we're ruining Roshana.
It's Yom Kippur. Right.
Yeah, ooh, don't you, there's we'll too many vowels. Don't you, we can maybe cut a couple of them out.
Yeah, you have to buy a vowel in, yeah, in right. Wheel of Fortune.
That's great. These aren't consonants. Yeah. Right. We'll go all consonants. That's why there's no vowels in the original fucking Old Testament. It's only consonants.
They cost too much.
Yeah, they don't have spaces or vowels because it's too expensive.
It's true. There's no vowels in the Hebrew language.
Yeah.
It's just drawings of like.
Would you like to buy a vowel? Absolutely not.
I've got a coupon, 2-for-1 vowels.
Ooh, a Wheel of Fortune, and then they see where it says bankrupt, and they're like, stay away from that wheel. I don't even want the Kia Sonata anymore.
Oh, fuck.
I just want to add that. My only contribution to this podcast has been I masturbate to Stranger Things, fuck two steaks,
yep.
I admitted to rape.
Yeah, that's right.
That sounds good.
That's what we call the fucking dog. The come down trifecta.
You've already contributed so much more
than me.
Than that, right?
Yeah, that's a brilliant contribution.
That's rich, dude.
That's 3 for
well,
three.
Well, here's the thing. You ate the steaks you jacked off with. That's
we all
big,
ate them.
Dude.
Yeah.
We all ate them.
In a way, we did, man.
Yeah. Spiritually.
And guys,
you're
if you like
you're
that
from New Jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Were you from New Jersey?
No.
No, he's from Vegas.
No, no.
But you said Wildwood.
Yeah, Wildwood, New Jersey.
Was that your beach?
It was one of the many beaches.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Jersey's like, got a lot of beaches.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You ever hit up OCMD?
Yeah, I think I have. That
really?
Bar place with the... Dancing?
Secrets.
Secrets.
Secrets, of
yeah,
course.
Yeah, that's where yeah. Cumfest is going to be.
Secrets is the best. Yeah. I made out with three women in one night.
Yeah,
that's a lot for
damn.
Me.
It's a disgusting
bar. Secrets.
Yeah,
nah,
yeah.
I didn't know how to fuck. I was scared. But like, you could come in from the sea. Like, yeah. It's got a beach entrance. Mm-hmm. So we came in via boat. And I just saw some girls like, what's up? And she was like, what's up? And nice. We started making out, and I was like, that's what happens when you come in via boat at Secrets.
Yeah.
You're supposed to keep those things secret. Like Adam's family. That's
no,
where that's where his grandfather would hang out. He's hanging out at Secrets.
He's a cool dude.
He wasn't that cool of a guy.
Yeah, you can just make out with any girl you want. They can't stop you. How many girls have I raped? One, two, three, four,
secrets for real?
Huh?
Five, six.
They count it, yeah.
It's like 2 hours later. 273. 274.
That would be such a slow count. Yeah. 2 hours later, he's only at 273. He just stopped to think about how much he liked raping for an hour and a half, and then he finished. We have not. There's nothing official on the books about Cumfest being at Secrets, but
that's
we got to make it happen.
That's
next year.
The dream.
We
right
got to have Cumfest at Secrets.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, we could do that. We could totally book a festival at Secrets.
Yeah, dude, we should do Cumfest.
We should do Cumfest.
Yeah,
I know.
But like off season.
Yes.
December.
The winter.
It's freezing cold on the beach.
Bro, February. No joke. We should go like either
City,
for
Maryland.
Your birthday or my birthday. We should do Cumfest at Ocean City, Maryland in December or February.
Yeah, dude. Just bring down, get a van, bring down comics from New York we like. You know, just put on like, just do it like Skankfest where there's 35 different showcase shows with the same 7 comedians on every show. Just a different spot. Lewis coming up. Okay, we're going to put you on first. And it's like, Lewis, this is just you pretending to be good at logistics.
Yeah.
And all the stages have to be named after our sponsors.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the show, everybody. Get excited. Stay tuned for Cumfest at Secrets in Ocean City, Maryland.
About, no, we don't yet.
Okay.
But, find out about what? The November?
Nashville.
Oh, yeah. All of those. Nashville, Atlanta.
Charlotte.
Charlotte, Chattanooga, Hattiesburg, Vicksburg.
Uh-huh. Are we doing Vicksburg?
Bull Run.
Bull Run. Appomattox.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're doing a whole Sumter. Civil War type
But thing. For real, this weekend, please come to Chicago and see me and in Detroit. I sold the Friday show was sold out on the 21st. 22nd, there's two Saturday shows. Let's sell those motherfuckers out at the Lincoln Lodge. And then in Detroit, I'm on there on the 23rd of Sunday, a weird like 6 o'clock early show. But come hang out, and then maybe we'll have time to do stuff later.
And then the next day is Funny Moms?
And the next day is Funny Moms on the 24th. And, of course, listen to the motherfucking Rad Dude cast with our boy Gregory.
Thank you, sir.
And our other... We had such a blast with you and Brendan. Dude, Brendan was fucking great, dude.
That was a great
Brendan's great.
Yeah, you should have been more like Brendan.
Yeah.
I know, man. I was a little tired.
Do you have any plugs?
Come on.
Huh? Do you have anything to plug?
Check out the Rad Dude cast.
Also, yeah, on the Brendan one, we talked about how you're the funniest guy in the world.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we sucked you off pretty
good. Maybe not on the show, but
no, you did great. That, no joke, that fucking steak story is hilarious, Greg.
Oh, thanks.
That's one of the funniest things of all time.
It's great. Yeah.
So listen to that. Anything else, Greggy boy?
Nah, man. That's just... This is the Rad Dude cast. That's all it means anything to me.
Greg's and then Rad Dude cast making their podcast festival debut at Cumfest.
Right. Secrets December.
Cumfest 2022. Adam's dead. Surprisingly, me and Stav are the ones that live.
Yeah, who would have thought? Yeah. That would be wild.
Yeah, Stav gets kitchen sober. I get mind sober.
Bro, if I could clean... Yeah. I mean, anyway. Whatever.
Can you imagine, like, if you went on, like a Matt Kazam juice bender?
Hell yeah.
And, like, got real thin, and you're
for 3 years of my life.
Those pussy-necked fat guys.
Yeah.
Where, like, your head, your skull already
is
became fat.
Is he the
fat.
Vegas guy?
Who, Matt Kazam?
Yeah, didn't he move out to Vegas?
Maybe, I don't know. He's a good guy. I like Matt. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that is true, though.
He got really into juice, and his, like, whole social media presence was like, guess who's making juice?
Yeah.
It's like, juice again, and it's like, yeah, I understand you're not fat anymore, but...
I know, I'm scared of that.
It looks like shit.
I'm scared of that exact thing, that pussy neck thing. Yeah. Like, fucking, what's his face from Penn & Teller, the guy who wasn't...
Penn Jillette.
Yeah. Well, his neck straight looks like a pussy.
But here's the thing, straight man. Up. The older you get and stay fat, the more your risk you are of that if you ever lose weight.
True.
If you just never stop, you're going to die at like 34 probably.
No, if you not continue, 34.
If you continue living your 56. Life this way.
56. 56 at least.
You think 56?
Yeah, for sure.
No way.
Come on, Bobby's still alive?
Bobby was
50.
Not fat his entire life.
That's true, but he's gotten very fat.
You need to look at Belushi, at Chris Farley.
No, they were also doing drugs. I stopped doing cocaine.
You were doing that much cocaine.
Yeah, but I don't do it anymore.
What do you mean? You did cocaine like once every 2 months. That wasn't the thing that was bringing you down.
Yeah, but it's bad for your heart. That's what killed those guys.
So is eating a shit ton of food all the time.
It was speedballs more.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people did as much cocaine as Chris Farley and Belushi, and that didn't kill them. It was definitely the fact that they were fat.
Yeah, fat plus cocaine.
Yeah.
Only fat?
Yeah, but...
Make it to 58.
Look, man, you're losing teeth. You're losing the ability to walk.
The tooth has nothing to do with me being fat. That is not being because I'm fat. That was this freak accident. Technically, I did eat it on a chicken wing, so maybe in a roundabout way, it was being fat.
With you, everything's a roundabout way.
But anyway, I'm going to live to the beautiful age of 58 or 59 at least, and Greg will live forever.
Of course.
We're dying the same day, man.
Adam will die soon. And join his grandfather in
hell.
Dude,
I'm telling you, I'll be honest with you. I'm really excited about Cumfest. Also, as soon as summer ended, I immediately feel a million times better. Fuck summer. Now that it's fall, I feel great.
Yep. Yeah,
it's fucking like, summer is such a bullshit season.
It's been raining for a week. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Seattle vibe.
Dude, I love fall. I fucking love fall so much, man.
Yeah, me
sitting
too.
Outside, reflecting on wins and losses.
I love it.
You know, just accepting it all. That's great. Get a little pipe.
Yeah.
Smoke some pipe tobacco.
Yeah.
You smoke a pipe, Greg?
No, I just like to get
you
high.
You get wet, Greg? You ever get wet, Greg?
I like to get high on my
It's deck. Not about what you know. It's about what you can prove.
Having
you guys
training
come over.
Day.
I'd love to come over, dude.
How about training day, but it's Denzel Washington using a series of increasingly larger butt plugs to train his ass.
Training gay.
Yeah. You ever get fucked in your ass, Jake? Pine saw, Jake. That's what the asshole smells like.
I don't know. This ain't what I signed up for, man. Yeah. Just on all fours, reluctantly getting plugged.
Yeah. Do yourself a favor if you haven't. Look up monologue training day monologue, and there's nothing but
And I'd start from the lowest hits.
Yeah.
It's nothing but black actors trying to do the monologue from Training Day. And the range is amazing.
That's hilarious.
There's some people who are outside in a leather jacket. There's one guy who's just at his kitchen table.
I love
those. He's like, Jake! Jake!
That's incredible.
I watched them for hours.
I love those. I found this Indian guy one time. You do that with audition videos, monologue videos, and then impression videos. And there was this Indian guy I found one time who's like, Prakash Prinjabarjaniya does fucking like Dustin Hoffman. And then it shows him in his house, and he's got this whole like professional VO setup with the mic and then the windscreen and the pop screen. And it's like, this is Dustin Hoffman from Kramer versus Kramer. Why cannot I not have my kids? Because you can have your kids, but I cannot have my kids. I do not want to get a divorce. I am not the one who wants a divorce. just so far off.
That's incredible.
Man, let me see if I can find that guy. Dustin. Here, talk for a second, because I wanted to see if I can put this in.
Yeah, dude, that sounds very good. The Training Day
you'll
shit.
Spend... I mean, I went to bed at like 7 a.m.
I love it.
Because I was like, I just watched like almost all of them.
How did you get on that?
I was messaging them, because Anthony and I do a thing where we only watch videos that have under 1,000 views.
Beautiful.
And like, we saw one, and then we were like, there's got to be more.
Yeah.
And here we go. Just like,
this is Dustin Hoffman. The Dustin Hoffman impression by Nihar.
For the past 6 months, I've been spitting blood to get this agency one of the biggest accounts it's ever had. At 5 o'clock in the afternoon, we got the account. At 8 o'clock, I come with the vice president who says I'm going to be the next creative director of this department. I come through the door to share with my wife what happens to me one of the 5 best days of my life, and she looked at me and says, "You don't want to live with me anymore."
Is that his Dustin Hoffman?
That's his Dustin Hoffman.
He was setting it up.
Yeah.
It's
Kramer versus Kramer.
The fact is, for the past 6 months, I've been spitting blood to get this agency one of the biggest accounts in town. I come through the door to share with my wife what happens to me one of the 5 best days of my life, and she looked at me and says, "You don't want to live with me anymore."
Wow.
Yeah, no, his YouTube is Nihar the Artist.
Hell yeah.
And he's just got a million of these.
And ask him ask him about Bert and Ernie.
Yeah. Go to DM Nihar. Ask him who gets fucked.
Here's his
Bert and Ernie.
His video, 5 Hollywood impressions in 2 minutes.
Yes.
So I'll play all of these and then we'll guess which ones are
okay,
which.
Okay.
Mr. Dewey Truman Capote from the New Yorker. Mr. Dewey, I wonder when we could arrange an interview. Some time to talk. It's the hardest when someone has a notion about you. It's impossible to convince them otherwise. Ever since I was a child, folks have thought they had me pegged. Because of the way I am. You know, the way I talk. And they're always wrong.
Incredible.
That I cannot do. We've known each other many years, but this is the first time you ever came to me for counsel or for help. I can't remember the last time you invited me to your home for a cup of coffee. Even though my wife was a godmother to your only child.
I want to know what happened to the plans that they sent you. You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor.
Last night we said a great many things. You said I was to do the thinking for both of us. Well, I've done a lot of it since then, and it all adds up to one thing. You're getting on the plane with Victor where you belong.
This is fucking incredible.
You've got to listen to me. Do you have any idea what you'd have to look forward to if you stayed here? 9 chances out of 10, we would wind up in a concentration camp.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it? Oh, Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What did he say? Funny how? No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know?
I mean, these are like a little bit better than like the...
No, those are all unbelievable.
They're all just kind of close enough that you kind of get it.
Well, you wouldn't recognize it, but do you know what the first one was?
No, I missed the first
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Truman Capote, right?
Capote. Yeah. But like all of the impressions, you can't do an impression and be like... You know, like, hey, it's me, Robert De Niro. Here I am. Here comes fucking Robert De Niro.
Fuck.
And people are like, is that Robert De Niro?
That was incredible.
Yeah.
Whoa, fuck. Yeah. Did I just...
I don't even... Here's me.
You do not come to my wedding. You have never come to me before this. And you come to me on this the day of my daughter's wedding. When well, my wife asks you for sugar, you do not give her. And now you ask me this on the day of my daughter's wedding. As the godfather, also known as Marlon Brando.
Shouts out. So everyone, guys, please go check out the Rad Dude Cast, and more importantly, Nihar's impressions on YouTube.
and just absolutely abuse this guy. Just
no.
Blow up his comments.
Only Adam is saying that.
Yeah, just ruin this guy's life. Dox him.
That's All the right. show. Come see me in Chicago and Detroit this weekend. Come see us in Australia next month. Thank you. Goodbye, everyone. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.